From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Democratic presidential contenders Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama squared off over a proposed gas tax holiday ahead of primaries tomorrow in North Carolina and Indiana. More from NPR's David Weldon.
On ABC's This Week, an Obama supporter in the politically mixed studio audience told Hillary Clinton she makes under $25,000 a year and feels pain at the gas pump. But she added she felt pandered to by Clinton's proposal for a gas tax holiday and wanted to know whether it contradicted Clinton's aim to curb global warming.
I'm glad you asked this question because I want to make it very clear that we're talking about short-term relief and a long-term plan.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Barack Obama pointedly noted that unlike him, Clinton had voted against raising fuel efficiency standards.
Let's get serious about reducing consumption of oil, which is the only way that over the long term we're going to reduce gas prices.
Obama dismissed the gas tax holiday as a gimmick. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.
Iran says it has refused an invitation to attend another round of talks with U.S. officials in Iraq. Over the past year, Iran and the United States have held several rounds of trilateral negotiations with the Iraqi government. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
In a statement to an Iranian news agency, an unnamed Iranian official, described as a senior member of Iran's negotiating team, announced Iran would not hold a fourth round of talks with American officials in Baghdad until the U.S. stops, quote, its savage attacks against the Iraqi people. For weeks, American troops have been bogged down in daily battles with Iraqi cleric Muqtada Sadr's Mahdi army. The U.S. and the Iraqi government have repeatedly accused Iran of training and arming Sadr's Shiite fighters. Last week, an Iraqi government delegation traveled to Tehran to tell the Iranians to cut ties with Sadr's militia. Since the Tehran visit, Iraqi officials have made contradictory statements, questioning whether or not they have evidence to prove that Iran is in fact arming the Mahdi army. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.
No relief is in sight at the gas pumps for drivers. Lundberg survey author Trilby Lundberg says prices soared about 15 cents during the last 2 weeks, reaching a record high. The survey looked at 7,000 gas stations.
In this metro survey, Cheyenne, Wyoming has the lowest average, $3.39, and San Francisco has the highest, $3.95 for regular.
The average cost for drivers across the nation was $3.62 for regular as of Friday. Mid-grade was $3.74, premium $3.85. Lundberg says prices are up 55 cents since the beginning of the year. Oil prices are higher in European trading. U.S. light crude rose 58 cents to $116.90 a barrel. This is NPR News. Separatist forces in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia say they have shot down two unmanned Georgian spy planes. Georgia denies the claim, saying that there had been no flights in the region. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
The authorities in the breakaway Georgian region of Abkhazia made the claim Sunday, 2 weeks after Georgia said a Russian MiG fighter jet had violated international law by shooting down a Georgian spy drone over the pro-Moscow separatist province. Tensions in the region are running high, with fears of a possible military conflict. Last week, Moscow sent more than 1,000 troops to Abkhazia to boost a Russian peacekeeping force there. Washington and the European Union condemned the move. Tbilisi says Moscow wants to annex Abkhazia and another separatist province, South Ossetia, which have ruled themselves since a bloody civil war in the 1990s. Pro-Western Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili has vowed to bring both regions back under Tbilisi's control. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.
According to weather forecasters, at least 8 tornadoes caused the destruction last week that killed 7 people and damaged hundreds of homes across Arkansas. The National Weather Service plans to do a survey by air today. One tornado may have traveled 45 miles. Its path made a number of odd jogs, which could indicate the end of one tornado and the beginning of another. The deadly storms on Friday damaged or destroyed about 400 homes across Arkansas and knocked out electric and telephone service in nearly 20 counties. In February, tornadoes killed 13 Arkansas residents. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.